B-Pod Studios.
All right, 12:50 on this President's Day. A lot of fun hanging out. And we still wait. We wait and we wait and we wait to see if Harper signs. A buddy of mine says, I'm at the turf club babysitting the kiosk because if he signs, I'm going to punch the over.
I bet last night the World Series.
Did you?
Yeah.
What was it?
I think I got them at 1,200 plus 1,200 to win the World Series.
That's good. 12-1.
Yeah, so I put 25 American dollars on it.
That's good.
And then I'll just hedge.
Well, that's really good. I also think it's I'll be honest with you, whatever the over is, even without Harper, I think they match it. Unless Gabe is a complete disaster, I think they're over.
No, he's going to present beautifully.
Do you think he does?
I think he'll be improved. I don't think he's going to be maybe what you're looking for necessarily in a manager, but I think his in-game stuff will improve. I think he'll still be analytical heavy, but I also think that this lineup is too good for him to screw up.
Yeah, I do too. I think it could be idiot-proof, that lineup. And I don't mean that in a disparaging way. I just think it really doesn't matter who the manager is. This lineup could be that good. Now, you know, again, I just don't think he needs to use the analytics as a religion, but it probably won't matter in the long haul because they're that good.
Yeah, I mean, it's just from top to bottom. This lineup reminds me the most of that 2008 Murderers Row lineup they had. They were just so strong from beginning to end.
So listen to this. You and I were messing around before the show. And who was the guy that we were looking for?
Cedric Hunter. Yeah, shout out to Corey Seidman for that one.
That was impressive. All right, if Harper signs, that would mean the Phillies would have 10 different opening day right fielders.
Andrew was just asking me in the back.
Did you? Oh, really?
Yeah. He only got through like four of them.
Matt Breen tweeted this today.
I did pretty well, though.
Did you?
Yeah, I mean, go ahead.
Well, go ahead. I'll give you three strikes.
Yeah, so Michael Saunders.
Correct.
Nick Williams.
Correct. Last year.
Ben Revere.
Incorrect.
Ben Revere didn't start at right field.
No, incorrect. Remember, it's opening day right field. So that's strike one.
Peter Borges.
Correct.
And Grady Sizemore, I didn't get back there. He gave me him. So I gotta give that to Andrew.
That's correct. That's four. And you got the last four. You need five more.
Okay. Marlon Byrd.
Correct. You're not actually going in order. It's pretty interesting.
Think. Hunter Pence.
Correct. You need three more. I'll let you think about it.
Okay.
All right. You need three more and I'll let you think about it. Oh man, my man who had his Ancestry.com story drop. Do me a favor, call back because I want to hear it. Jake in Newtown Square, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jake.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, brother?
Nothing much. I want to talk in the Phillies and Fishers a little bit, and I also got an Ancestry story I believe you will like.
Oh, good. I love that stuff. Go ahead.
All right, so first, of course, we're all very optimistic, but at the same time hopeful. I believe, just like you and everyone else, that we are going to have Harper. Obviously, we'd like to know now rather than later with all the waiting because there's no deadline, but it is what it is. I believe we will have him in the end. As far as the Sixers, I believe that we need to be able to win the East or at least get to the finals and make it a game seven. And at that point, I believe if we don't make it to the Eastern Conference finals, at least, I believe at that point, we need to take into question seriously Brett Brown's ability as a coach because of his ability or lack of ability.
Yeah. You know what? I'm not going to put a number on it or a, you know, like a conference finals game seven. I just think we'll know. Like, we'll know when we see it if he's the guy or not the guy, right?
Yeah, like, yeah. No,
like,
I agree.
Like, internally, like, you look at it and you go, well, yeah, it was a tough series, whatever. There's always mitigating circumstances. So I think you're right in that, you know, if it doesn't reach a certain threshold, then you know he's not the guy.
Yeah, I agree. And I know that some of that will come with time since the team is pretty much known. He's touched on that.
So yeah.
It feels like this is the third roster he's had this season. So I will give him some, like, leeway with that, and the chemistry will come.
Agreed. Hopefully. Agreed. All right, now tell me your story, your ancestry story.
So my mom, my grandmother, she is obsessed with this stuff, and she has gone out of her way to travel around the world to, like, find out about it. And so on both sides of my family, actually, I am majority Irish and then followed by English and French. And most notably, my ancestry is with the English. I got a guy by the name of Samuel Slater. And I got a little question for you. Do you know who the founder of Rhode Island and Brown University is?
Samuel Slater?
No.
No, I don't.
Roger Williams.
Oh, are you a descendant?
I'm a descendant of Sam Slater and Roger Williams.
Wow.
And the only reason I know about the Slater is because that actually happens to be my father's middle name. So that's, like, some way.
Wow, that's Sam amazing. That's fantastic. Like, if you could trace your roots all the way back, man, you're going all the way back to Plymouth Rock, basically. I mean, that's impressive.
Oh, yeah. My family and I, we actually took a vacation a few years ago for, like, the weekend, and we went out and said, I forget where in PA, or up in Massachusetts it was, but we, like, went and saw and checked out some of, like, the original historical sites and the mills and the factories that Slater had when he came over.
Wow.
And, of course, you don't really need to explain that to anyone. He's San Diego, Ireland, and a very competitive university in today's society.
That's fantastic. Now, that's cool, Jake. Can you imagine that? Pat, like, you discover that you're, you know, a descendant of one of these incredible, you know, historical figures?
Yeah, actually, I was told that I was a descendant of somebody who signed the Declaration of Independence.
What?
Yeah, he was from he's a representative from New York, and he died a drunk and poor. That's what I was told.
And his signature is on the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Francis Lewis.
Francis Lewis. Did you ever do any homework?
No, I'm good. You know, I'll just go off believing that. Ignorance is bliss, so.
Francis Lewis. Like, I want to know his story. How did he wind up penniless?
I think he was just a lawyer.
Okay, well, you know.
I think he's a lawyer, right place, right time. Hey, you want to sign this? Sure. We got a petition going on.
Well, how did he wind up penniless? What was his story?
I don't know, man.
What was Francis Lewis doing?
You know, sometimes you just do bad investments or...
Wow, it's a shame.
You know, Groupons don't work out.
Bitcoin.
Yeah. You got flushed in the Bitcoin rush of 1776. You know how it works.
Dude, I want to know about Francis Lewis. Could you imagine? You're actually, now, who sold you? This is on your father's side or your mother's
this
side?
This is my mother's side. So my mother's family was always, that was like the...
Like, that's a big deal, man.
Pounding their chest about. But I never, you know, I half believe it's true, half not.
All right.
So I just never really looked into it. But that's what I was told. So you're welcome, well, America.
It's 1 o'clock. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the fabulous Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. You're just joining us. Having some fun. We're talking a lot of Phillies, and what if the Phillies sign Bryce Harper? Is it a lock? Is it something that, you know, you go, hey, it's a lock, everybody's coming back, it's going to be, the town will be red again? Is that possible? Are we talking, we're also talking about the your own history as when it comes to the ancestry.com. Sixers, of course, And at 1 o'clock, it's always the Bring the Heat line, brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Stay warm this winter. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioner dealer near you. All right, how was it today?
It's time now for the Bring the Heat line.
It's hot. Damn hot.
I don't want a hot take.
I'll argue with you all day long.
Bring the Heat is brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Stay warm this winter and visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
Okay.
To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest.
Now, Bring the Heat.
Let's go.
Oh, my God. Tell that to the audience, Pat.
That's how Francis Lewis died right there. Just kept calling, you know, Bring the Heat line and Sound Off line and B and C. Just kept calling the numbers.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Couldn't figure out why I could never get on.
All right. What do we got? What's our first one?
I'm perplexed. Would you do this trade? Alshon Jeffrey for Antonio Brown.
Would I do it? Yeah, I would do it. I would certainly do it. I mean, the only thing about Antonio Brown that bothers me is that is he going to go diva on you again? I mean, if he did it in Pittsburgh, where he's beloved. Now, I know with Smith-Schuster, he was a, you know, there was a problem. But I don't know. I don't know how you can't be happy there. I actually think that Antonio Brown and Alshon would be good together because they complement one another. It's a lot of money.
Detroit sucks. How many points is that this weekend? Four. Let's go Flyers.
How about it? How about the kid this weekend?
He's so
back
good.
To back. He is outrageous. We had him on
so
Friday.
Good.
What a great kid.
I asked him to he wanted to play for my men's league team that night.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, he said no.
He said no. He shot you down?
He said he had a game the next day, so it was understandable.
Do you know that Bryce Harper did that once?
Oh,
Bryce Harper's leaving the ballpark, and he drives by like a field right near the Capitol, and he sees a bunch of guys playing softball. He parks his car, gets out, and starts playing. True story.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm shooting my shot. We needed a goalie that night. He was a goalie.
You might as well ask him.
Yeah. Who was the former safety for the Eagles who played kickball?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? It was like, but his name for the kickball league was like Balls Mahoney or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah. I do remember that.
And he was a good safety and he retired. And I can't remember who he was, but.
You remember
Walter
Andrew?
Thurman
yes.
the Third.
Yes. Great
wow.
job.
Wow. That's impressive you knew that.
Yeah, but he, like, disguised himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
And he was, like, the greatest kickball player.
He was a good player. He played for Seattle. He was really good.
Yeah, and then I think he played for the Giants as well.
Yeah. Wow, that's amazing.
I apologize for being a false apologist on the airwaves. You know, I really believed in the kid and his ability, but retrospectively, that was a totally bobo position to take. He obviously wasn't right for us, if that's what he's saying on the way out the door.
I feel you, brother. It's good. You did a little mea culpa. Much respect. Listen, I love folks coming out of college, too. I did. Now, I never got a chance to talk to him when I was at Washington, but the greatest mystery to me is Brian Colangelo sat down with him, and he came away with no red flags.
Yeah,
is
how
that possible?
Happen? How does that happen? Like, how do you do the interviews with the people around him? I mean, this is a professional franchise. They all go deep and interview your first grade teacher.
Right. And listen, and Brian's not exactly like a pop new to that position. So I'm assuming he did his, I know he did his due diligence.
You think he just got like so hungry?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe did he ignore the one? Because sometimes you love a player so much, you love his skill set, and you go, well, you know, he's going to mature. He'll get out of that stage.
Yeah, I mean, look at what the Raiders did it with Jamarcus Russell,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Hey, guys, I want to play a little Philadelphia sports time machine with you here. Let's say you had a time machine in which you could go back or forward in time, and you could put yourself immersed for the complete season. You could be a player, a coach, a play-by-play guy, whatever. You immerse yourself into the season from beginning to end.
Wow. Wow.
Of a Philadelphia sports team. Going back in the past, I would pick the 2008 Phillies. And in the future, I would pick being a member of the Sixers that are going to win a championship in a few years.
That's a great, great question. All right, so I would take... Philly's a good choice because it's a 162-game season.
That was, I mean, I'll let you go first, but that was...
Look, that's a part of it, too. Like, you know, you get to do the whole thing. I'll say the... I mean, the 83 Sixers, you're traveling around with Doc, Moses. That's tough to beat.
Hey, you can be one of them.
I know.
Part of it. You can be a player.
Man, you know, guess what? How'd you like to be at the parade last February as one of the Eagles?
Yeah, I thought about that.
I mean, that would be outrageous.
So immediately,
I'm going to take the 83 Sixers.
Immediately when this came to mind, I thought, I want to be Pat Burrell in 2008.
Yeah.
Because that guy was running through this town before.
I know.
Winning a championship. After, oh, all bets are off.
Could you imagine that? You have the dogs on either side.
Elvis?
Yeah.
Must be fun.
Yeah, I know. But like, the 08 Phillies is a great answer.
Yeah, I mean, that's my team. Like, yeah. That was my first.
That's a great answer.
Team.
It's a great question, too, to ponder. What's next?
Why is there rumors out there that the Flyers are going after the goalie, Talbot? I don't want anyone looking over his shoulder. The phenom goalie and Carter Hart? Come on! Okay.
No, they're not doing that. They just want the veteran guy. They just want Cam to be his veteran backup. That's it.
Somebody asked me where Michael Neuwirth was. I said he's got thoracic outlet syndrome. You just never hear from him again.
No, you know, he'll just disappear. Is he alive?
He's somewhere. Yeah, he's rehabbing in Los Angeles right now.
But are we certain he's alive?
No, I have no idea where he is, nor do I really care.
Are we certain that he's alive?
Yeah, I'm sure he is. I know Brian Elliott's rehabbing for all those interested parties.
No, I mean, I don't know. Is he like in another, is he on another planet?
I don't think he's been taken.
No? Do you know that for a fact?
No, I don't.
Well, just saying.
Well, I mean, at this point,
I'll agree with you if the odds are that he has not been abducted by aliens, but you don't know.
We'll put that into a Twitter poll.
I mean, we don't even know.
610!
We don't even know where if he's alive, man.
You haven't seen him in
no
3 months?
Thank God, by the way. I don't miss him.
Yeah, well, what cracked me up about him is he's always injured. And he finally came back, only to leave for paternity leave. Like, dude, when did you work?
I know. All right, last one. What we got?
I tell you what, man. Day after Valentine's Day, and I feel like Tom Brady deflated balls in the AFC Championship game. If you know what I mean.
Always good to hear from the coach. Always good to hear from the Gru dog. I love it. I love it. All right, let's get back to the phone line, shall we? Scott and Barrington, you're on 97.5. The Fanatic. Scott, hey, what do you say, buddy?
What's going on, brother?
What's cracking?
Nothing much. Enjoy listening to you.
Thanks, buddy.
Yes, sir. So a little Phillies and a little Sixers talk with the Philly. I'm going back to when you first came on the air this morning, Brother Anth. I think it's going to take a little time for us to build with these new players. I mean, because we know Howard, Utley, and Rounds is homegrown. But I think especially if they get Harper, but once they get going, because I'm going to steal your thunder. I mean, who's really sees Seattle? And I know the shortstop is real good, but now I'm a baseball fanatic, but other people who aren't like, yeah, who is he? You know, of course we know about the catcher, but I think it's just going to take a little time. But I think it was derounded is this slow Harper thing, because we all know Philadelphia fans, we're not stupid. We're all thinking, no, if Harper's mind was really playing here, he would have took that offer. So that's how I kind of feel right now. I'm kind of like wishy-washy. We know he's an awesome player. But my thing is, again, you know, if it was the heart of really, really wanting to be here.
The only thing is, though, I mean, he could really want to be here, Scott, and his agent, Scott Barr, says, listen, we'll get you to Philadelphia. They're going to be the high bidder. Just bide your time because we got to drive up the price.
Okay.
What leads me to the next one. Mr. Jama, the man I have now every dream of, he kind of put a target on the back when he said we want to spend stupidly. And also, I kind of blame MLB because they have no salary cap. How do you feel about that, Brother Ann?
Yeah, but you know what? Listen, he says, look, you're right about the no cap, but when he says spend stupidly, you got it. Like, he's like, listen, there's no pretense. What I appreciated about him was there's no pretense.
Okay.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, we're going to be in on every free agent, every guy that's, I mean, he's a fan's dream for an owner. The dude wants to win more than you.
True. I'm still to be corrected. You've been in the business for a long time, Brother Ann. Thanks for that.
Always a pleasure, Scotty boy.
And I'm with the Sixers. I'm liking what I'm seeing, but I listen to this answer, Brother Ann. One thing, take them a call. Be safe out there, and God bless. I think the only thing they really have to do besides the chemistry is just tighten up on the defense.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that, Brother Ann?
Yeah, I think you're right, brother. Always a pleasure, Scott. Yeah. I mean, look, their defense isn't good enough right now. I don't like this half matchup zone where they're always scrambling to get back. You see the ball movement from Boston and how many open looks that they get. So, yeah, I'm with you. They got to tighten that up. I am curious to see. You still got another week or so to see if some veteran point guard gets bought out. Because I do think they need another shooter. And a guy that can handle the ball and that can shoot the three off the bench. See, I like that Patrick Beverly a ton. At this point, I'm losing faith he's going to get bought out, but that's a guy that I would love, absolutely love. Timmy Quakertown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What do you say, Timmy?
And what up, buddy?
Timmy.
Hey, I had a situation this morning that related to that guy calling about the watchers on the wall, and I'm up here in the Lehigh Valley, and I can't tell you how many sneaky frauds are up here, dude. it's brutal. Like, there's so many people up here who like the Steelers, but they like the Flyers, and they like maybe the Mets, but they like the Sixers. It makes my blood boil that they don't understand that. But then I had a situation with my wife this morning that was a perfect example. So we have an extra ticket to the Stadium Series game this weekend.
Yeah, and that's awesome.
So she calls me and she says, hey, she wants to bring her girlfriend. And I said, no, she's not coming. And she says, well, why? I said, well, because she's a Patriots fan. And she goes, well, she likes the Flyers. I said, I don't care. She's a Patriots fan. She's out. So my wife's looking, and she don't understand.
Right.
You know, but there's so many of them up here, man, I can't even begin to tell you.
I think you made the right call. I mean, she's out. Like,
oh, she's way out.
You got to get in. I'm sure there's plenty of 4 for 4 people that would love to go to the game at the link.
Oh, yeah, you know it. But, yeah, when my wife called me that, I mean, I shot it out of the sky. And like I said, this northern part of the wall here, I got it on lockdown, baby.
I love it. I love that you're on the wall. I feel better at night, sleeping at night, knowing that, Tim, you're on the wall, brother.
All day.
Love hey, it. Man. See you, buddy.
Thanks, brother.
Good stuff. I like the idea of the wall. What do you think of that wall, Pat?
I'm a fan. I'm definitely a fan. These bandwagon hoppers, no, I have no time for you. No, stay out. Yeah, and these people that think like green peppers go on cheesesteaks, no, I'm out on that. You know, keep them all out.
Why is it that they put the green pepper on the cheesesteak?
I have no idea. Like, it drives everybody nuts.
You know, they do this in, I've been in certain hotels. And you go, oh, the Philly cheesesteak.
Well, as soon as you see Philly cheesesteak, you know it's not good.
You're right. You know you're not supposed to order it. But you know how many times I've been suckered into ordering it? Because, like, you know, I'm away.
Yeah.
And I've been away. And I'm like, well, you know what? Like, I know it's not going to be good, but it's not going to be terrible. But you're right. Always, they put the green pepper on.
It's terrible. I don't know where this myth came from that green peppers go on cheesesteaks. But, like, we need to keep those people out.
Yes, I agree. I think that.
Why don't we just succeed?
Yeah, I think we should. Yeah,
just
long ago, I thought that. I mean, what do we have in common with the rest of the state?
I can't think of much.
Well, seriously. I mean, this is a cosmopolitan city.
It's the birthplace of two nations, you know, if we succeed.
Right. That's right.
Just trying to like live in the shadow of my ancestor here and trying to make a new nation.
I mean, you can be on the Declaration of Independence again.
I don't see that country doing too well.
Yeah, you still may wind up penniless and a drunk like your ancestor, but...
God willing.
Right. Stanley and Broomall, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Stan.
Yeah, what's going on, man? How you doing,
what's
man?
Up, Stanley, man?
Hey, yeah, I just wanted to touch on the Sixers real quick. I heard you speaking about them getting a point guard. And my only issue is I think at this point it's slim pickings because anybody who is clamoring for Jeremy Lin is bugging because that's not going to get you to beat Boston. I understand he can shoot a little bit. But the problem is what Boston does really well is they negate our three-point shooting because they run guys off the three-point line. Yeah. So you need guys who can put the ball on the floor and can shoot off the dribble, which is something that Tobias Harris and even Jimmy Butler to a little lesser degree can do. My thing is this. I understand the craving for a point guard, a backup point. But I think that pickup of Jonathan Simmons is a little bit bigger than people are making out to be because not that he's going to run the actual backup point guard, but I think in crunch time, you'll see him playing that point guard defensively. And then Jimmy Butler handling the ball handling responsibilities because he can make a play
So at the finished games you have Simmons in the game?
I'm gonna tell you why. I'm gonna explain to you why.
Over who? Reddick?
Over Reddick. I'm gonna tell you why though. Reddick gets exposed way too easily on defense, even on offense.
Offense
as well. Because
I disagree on offense. Because go ahead.
When you go into the playoffs, that dribbling handoff nonsense is not going to keep happening.
Right.
It's not going to keep working. And that's the best way that Reddick gets his shots off, is what I'm saying.
Because he's not really a put-the-ball-on-the-floor type of guy. Yeah, well, you're right about that. But with all those scores on the floor, he should get way more open looks.
You would think so, but Boston, you didn't see that Boston game? What happened? All they did was post him up with Marcus Smart, and on the other side, he wasn't getting open.
Okay, first of all, Jimmy didn't get to run the ball. They didn't run the ball through Jimmy, right?
They ran it through Ben.
Right. Second of all, the whole offensive scheme, I agree, was off because with those guys on the floor, like here's the thing. Boston last year was able to negate. They were able to negate the Sixers because what did they do? They sagged against Ben. They put the wall up. They didn't allow him to drive, and they sagged against him, right? Horford knows how to play Joe, and they ran guys out at JJ. The two guys that they didn't see last year are two space.
Tobias and Jimmy Butler, right?
Are two guys that create space.
But I'm saying I don't know if it's just a mental thing then at this point, but it just doesn't seem that they just know how to attack Boston's defense then.
Yeah.
That must be on Brett because I'm looking at JJ, who is a sniper out there, who can get a shot off quick and all that, but it just seems like Boston is doing what they did to us in the playoffs against Bellinelli, Reddick, Covington, and Ilyasova. Run them off the three-point line and make them try to put the ball on the floor.
Right.
And that's sickening to me.
It is, but it was only one game.
It is only one game, but...
Like, they've been together for 5 minutes. Like, I'm with you, but there's no way in the world that Simmons should be playing over Reddick on the offensive side of the ball. You want to tell me
you want to go
offense, defense, the end of the game?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I get you.
I mean more so that. It just worries me sometimes because it seems like they try so hard to force Reddick the ball on a dribble handoff.
I hate the dribble handoff too.
I can't stand it.
I know. I hate the dribble handoff too. My only thing is this. At some point, Brett's got to figure it out where when you have all that talent, right? You got that kind of array of talent. You have to have space. There should be guys wide open.
And even if you're giving the ball to Tobias Harris to operate in a pick and roll with Embiid or Jimmy and Tobias, you have a lot of different combinations. I'm saying you can work, and I just want them to succeed, man. I really want them to succeed, and I feel like if they continue on this path as far as trying to force feed certain things, it's just not going to get the job done, and they're not going to reach their potential that we all know they can reach. I love JJ, and not that he's actually a liability on defense because he does what he does defensively wise,
right?
From a team aspect. But
it's just, I hate, yo, you don't understand. Marcus Smart was posting him, and I'm seeing guys running to double team him. To me, I'm going to have to tell JJ, yo, you might have to be on an island, bro. Because if Marcus
but here's the thing, though.
From the post, it's not, like, that's sickening.
Yeah, but here's the thing, and Stan, thanks, brother. Here's the one thing, all right? Having one guy who's a liability on defense who can get post up is not a novel thing in the league. Foul? Like, you should be able to devise your defense that if Marcus Smart's posting up J.J. Redick, that I don't care how deep your five goes, at some point who is ever near, and it could be Tobias, who's ever near, it should be Joe, but if they try to bring Joe away from the basket, there's still going to be a point where who's ever near JJ is able to collapse back and help. And quite frankly, Baines, I don't care who it is, you know what? As long as he's not in the lane, I'm willing to have Joe cheat a bit and have him come back because he gets back to the basket and rim protects quickly. I mean, there's a way to do it. That should not disrupt your entire defense. Vin, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. We say, Vin.
Hey, happy President's Day, gentlemen.
Happy President's Day to you, buddy.
Yeah, you know what? I'm off, so I'm all chill, and I was able to listen a little bit more than I usually can.
Cool. What'd you do on your day off? You were like, relax, nice, nice?
Well, you know what? I got some errands to do, but I pulled off because I thought I might be getting close, and I was. So I appreciate you taking my call.
Nice.
And I can tell you this, though. I have no way any connection to anybody that signed the Declaration of Independence. My parents came over in 1950. My brother was born in Philly in 1950. I was born in 1953. They were from Latvia, and they immigrated via Germany during World War II.
It's an interesting story.
It's an amazing story, but
they escaped.
And I don't want to bore you with it.
No, it's not boring at all.
Well,
I love those stories.
Know, they didn't come here by choice. They were kind of like forced into it because during World War II, in Latvia being one of the Baltic states, Russia, communist Russia, was kind of like taking over the territory.
Sure.
And they had, my parents didn't know each other then, but my mom would have been like a senior in high school, and all she remembers is her friends being shot by communists, and it's terrified her.
Yeah.
My dad was in a similar situation, but maybe even worse. His mom had passed away when he was young. His dad was the mayor of one of the major cities in Latvia.
Wow.
And he was deported. His dad was arrested and deported to gulags out in Siberia with tens of thousands of Latvians.
Wow, that's
so
fascinating.
He would have been a little bit older, maybe his early 20s, but he's there. Man, I have no reason to stay. I'm out of here. So they went to Germany. There was a program in effect then with the International Refugee Organization, which was like a pseudo-governmental type organization based out of the United States that worked with a lot of the churches in our country. And they found sponsored families
for
all these immigrants.
Yeah.
And the way you got into the States was by somebody sponsoring you.
While they were
in the DP camp, Mom and Dad met each other. They were there for 4 years in Germany. They met each other. They got married. And lo and behold, they came over here in 1950.
What a great story.
Oh, man, it's tough. It's tough. But there's no love lost between Latvia and Russia.
No, of course
not. Let me tell you that.
All right, listen, I got to run, but give me quickly
Phillies
thing.
A Bryce Harper question?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, we're talking roughly a third of a $1 billion contract, right?
Right.
What if, and heaven forbid, let's say we do the deal. What if something catastrophic happens to him, like I don't know if David Wright's catastrophic, but let's say he gets a...
Well, the salary is insured, right? So, while you're on the hook for the money, the salary is actually insured. So, you know, God forbid, worst comes to worst, he never plays again. The Phillies collect off the insurance policy. Rice gets paid, Phillies collect off the insurance. Now, nobody wants to do that, but that's what could happen in the worst case scenario. Ultimately, listen, they got it. These baseball teams got it. Because of local TV revenue packages and those deals, they generate a fortune. And they got it. So, look, at this point, when fans say, oh, I don't want to spend that much for Bryce, look, I got news for you. If somebody's going to spend it, why not the Phillies? He's worth it. We'll come back still, 610-632-0975. Still a little bit before we turn over to Mikey Miss at the top of the hour. I'm Anthony Gargano, Midday Show, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
On President's Day. Oh, we got a guy from Belfast? That's cool. I want to get to...
I didn't take that call, but sure.
Did you see that?
Or maybe like he did an Ancestry.com thing and found out he's from Belfast.
Or he could be in Belfast
right now.
Could
literally be in Belfast.
You know, my boy Aiden.
Yeah.
Aiden's from Dublin. He's from northern Dublin.
I have a hockey... suburb. I have a hockey jersey for a pro team in Belfast.
Did he really?
The Belfast Giants, yeah.
Get out.
Yeah, Owen Nolan played for him. Theo Fleury played
for
him.
Did he really? Owen Nolan?
Yeah, Owen Nolan played for him like early on in his career, and Theo Fleury played for him like late in his career.
Really? There's good hockey there?
I don't think it's necessarily like good hockey, but it's hockey. It's a paycheck.
Wow. That's wild.
You know, if you want to go see Ireland and for like 6 months, live there, get paid.
Dude, I always say that. If I was... like a border, particularly if I could play basketball, I would have, and I was like borderline guy, and I could be like a 11th, 12th man on the NBA, I'd go to Europe, be a star. It's a great life.
I still have faith that you can do it.
All right, I have faith that you can finish this question. All right, I asked you if the Philly sign Harper, he would be, and this is Matt Breen from the Inquirer wrote this. He tweeted this out. It's really interesting. He would be the 10th different opening day right fielder. So you got Nick Williams, Michael Saunders, Peter Borges, Grady Sizemore, Marlon Byrd, skip a year. You got Hunter Pence, skip a year, skip a year. So you got three left.
All right, John Mayberry Jr.
Now, is Tyler in there? Because Tyler,
no, he left.
Because Tyler knows what he's. Sure, okay.
He left.
All right,
John Mayberry. I wrote him down.
John Mayberry Jr.
Yeah,
correct.
Don Brown,
who I couldn't stand. Don Brown, strike two.
Jason Worth,
correct.
Ben Francisco.
Wow, Pat Egan, give yourself an applause, man.
I'm just trying to make my ancestors proud.
And you would. That drunken, penniless fella who signed the Declaration of Independence would be proud of you right now.
Franny Lou.
How'd you get Ben Francisco? I haven't thought about Ben Francisco in forever.
Because I remember that trade going down and really liking getting Ben Francisco.
You did?
Yeah, because I
hated Ben Francisco.
I didn't look at him like an actual throw-in. Like I looked at him like this guy could hit 20 bombs off the bench potentially.
Yeah, people fell in love with him.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it was like the same thing happened with John Mayberry Jr. You fell in love convincing yourself that you could be, that this guy could be like an everyday, give him 500 at bats.
He was Covington to me. Mayberry Jr. They loved him.
Covington's a bit much because Covington actually played like defense. John Mabry Jr. was something. He tried.
He did try. All right, let me go to Joe in Belfast. Joe, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Are you actually in Belfast right now, Joe?
No, Ann. I just wanted to use a fake name just because of the kind of privacy and what happened when I did a DNA test.
Okay, recently. Go for it.
So I'm local and did the test. The funniest thing, my grandmother from my mother's side, who wasn't very, I wasn't very fond of her, used to tell everyone she was English. She acted like she was the queen.
Yeah.
So I did the DNA test, and I come back 98% Northern Irish.
Wow, 98%! That's unheard of.
I know. Ulster and Donegal are the areas, and then 2% Scottish. So I'm like, man, I knew it. I knew she wasn't English, and not only is she English, she was Irish. So that was kind of the payback for her.
Oh, my God, yeah. What a traitor.
I did the test, and two people contacted me and said, I'm looking for my dad. And I'm like, uh-oh. I hope that's not me. But found out it wasn't me, but they're very, very close relatives. So now we're in the process of figuring out. One was she gave up for adoption that no one knew about at a young age. And then another one was the mother never told and just held it in. And now the kid, you know, doesn't know that it's his, you know, who his real dad is. So it's kind of sad.
It is. Look, could you imagine, Joe, because if you go out throughout history and all of the milkman babies and all that stuff that happened, right? I mean,
we jokingly say you're the mailman son.
Right, exactly. But, you know, listen, particularly back then, real life. You know, I mean, life's lonely and life's hard and it's a hardship and things happen, right? And so there's secrets all over families. Families have all kinds of secrets. And what this does is unearth them all.
Yeah. Hey, one other thing real quick. Yeah, yeah. When you talk about the when you're surprised at when you get your DNA results back. Now, my brother did it. So we're brothers from same mother and father. He comes back a larger percentage of English and Wales and a smaller percent of Northern Ireland. So what you have to realize is when the DNAs come in, it's 100% of your father, 100% of your mother, and you get, you know, like I got 98% of my dad
and
only 2% of my mom, where he got like a 70-30.
Gotcha.
That's why you could still be, you know,
different than your sibling
Italy, but you didn't get your mom's, who was Italian,
right?
Genes. You got more of your dad's genes, so that's how that works.
That's fascinating. But now you have two people, right? Like, so they're both, we could trace both families. I mean, two of our grandparents right back to Italy. Now, but who knows, right? Like Southern Italy compared to, like, my mother's family was, there was some that was from Marche. So it's a little bit up further. So you're talking about different regions, and the different regions have been conquered throughout time.
Yeah. One other thing that's real funny too. My brother also did it, and they had different percentages till they upgraded, Ancestry did. And one of the percentages was less than 1% Polynesian.
Oh, there you go.
Someone snuck out on the family we didn't know about.
That's awesome, man. That's cool.
All right, Joe, great, I got to get back to
great
work.
Great call, man.
I wanted to give you that info.
I love it. I love it. How about that? He called under a fake name to give us the story. It's interesting. Because you think about that, and you think about all of the stories that are the secrets of different families. I mean, it really is fascinating. All right, we'll come back. Still, we have one more segment. We'll get everybody online. We'll get to you straight ahead before we go to Mikey Miss coming up at the top of the hour. I'm Anthony Gargano. It is the Midday Show right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Seven. Don't forget, Mikey Miss coming up top of the hour. Hey, by the way, there's a kid just to keep your eye out on. Marquise Bryant. He's a wide receiver for Oklahoma. He's a top 15 pick. He underwent surgery for Liz Frank last month. Now he's not going to participate in the combine or at his pro day. But he's going to be ready for summer camp, for training camp. So just file this away, Marquise Brown, because he's a value pick. Eagles love value picks, and he's going to be a stash. Now, you know, I don't know. It all depends on having the Liz Frank, whether or not teams are going to try to take a flyer on him. He's a top 15 talent, wide receiver out of Oklahoma. So just remember that. Coach John, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic. Coach John.
Anthony, how you been, buddy?
We're doing, Coach John. What do you say, buddy?
So, Massimo dropping dimes. What's up with that?
Yes, he is, man. Yes, he is. In fact, he's shirking his responsibility today. Where do I get home?
Oh, there you go, man. So, Anthony, the last time we spoke, it did not look good in Philadelphia. We had the Flyers and the Phillies in rebuilds. We didn't know if MB could stay healthy. We had this Coach Peterson that everybody said sucked. Look where we have come.
Yes. It's amazing where we have come. It's amazing.
We went from the early 70s to the late 70s. The only question is, when does 1980 show up and we end up with four teams in the final? Mm-hmm.
And you got to figure, right, like the Flyers, I think they're going to get it. They'll get it together pretty quickly. You know, they got the goalie, which is the toughest thing they've ever got. They have a decent core. Once you start to get some speed, you get, like, Provorov was terrific yesterday. You get some speed, you get some scoring. They're going to be there. Eagles are good for the next 10 years to compete. Sixers, same thing. And look at this Phillies team.
Unbelievable. You know, it's funny. In the late 70s, there was a cover of Sports Illustrated with four Philly players, one from each sport. Can you name who they were? And then the next part of the question.
All right, wait. So wait, this is in 80?
This is not quite 80. It's like late 70s, mid-70s. Because one of the guys that I don't think was on the 80 team, I can't remember now.
Okay, so one cover had four Philadelphia athletes?
Four Philadelphia athletes, one from each squad.
All right, so got to be Schmitty, right, for one.
Schmitty, yep, Schmitty.
Clark?
Clarky, yep.
So then they would have gone Doc?
Doc, yep.
Now, is it, it's either Jaws or Montgomery?
No, it was a little earlier, and they had traded with Cincinnati for this guy.
Bill Berge.
There you go.
Wow.
Now if they're running a cover today, who do we got on the cover?
Embiid?
Yep.
Hart?
Yep.
Do you put, because again, it's before. You gotta put Wentz, and then
gotta put Wentz. The Philly's the tough one because you don't.
That's what I'm thinking right now, right? So you put Nola, homegrown pitcher.
Yeah, you put Nola.
Right, because he's your best home, or Reese.
I think you got to go Nola.
Yeah,
Nola almost won. So let me ask you a question on the Sixers now. What do you see? Obviously, they got as good a starting five as we ever could have imagined. I mean, they've plugged every hole. Assuming we sign Butler and Harris, which I got to think they're going to do. how do you see the back end of this rotation, and who do you see that seems to be playing well together? Like they got five guys deep on the bench.
Yeah,
so
you still don't have a backup one though. And Coach John, great stuff. You still don't have a backup one. You got to figure that. Well, you know that Ennis is going to be there as a defensive guy. He can't score. Simmons gives you a little offense. Scott gives you some offense. Boban is your backup big, and TJ as your backup one is kind of how it shakes out. Let's get Sneaky Lester here. Lester Amber, Lester!
What's up, Lester? Hey, how you doing, cuz? You know, I'm always listening, even though I don't call it.
Oh, I love you, Les.
But you know something?
It's great to see you at the diner the other day.
Oh, no question. Anytime I get off on Wednesday, that's where I'm going to be, bro. Hey, listen, a few months ago, you were talking about how hard it is to coach little kids in Little League, right?
Yeah.
I got a story for you. You know, when my youngest was playing Little League football, I was out there watching him practice one night. And a good friend of mine, Wally, who's very intense, you know, he was coaching the defense of this other team, you know. So I noticed him every once in a while, you know, he got this one defensive tackle who between plays is playing in the dirt. And it's really starting to get under Wally's skin. So finally, you know, he just blew up at the kid. You know, he goes over, what are you doing? You need to be paying attention, yada, yada, yada. Finally, the kid must have had it because he looked up at Wally and said, look, I'm only out here because my mom is making me. I bust out laughing, cuz. I bust out.
That's what my kids are saying. My goofball father. Les, I got a roll, man. I want to tell you, buddy. I want you to have a great day. I needed to end with you, and they needed to laugh, buddy. You're the best.
Okay, take care,
thanks,
buddy.
Brother. I love it. That's my kids are going to say the same thing. That's it. Hey, don't forget our midday show handoff to Mike Miss. That's right. He's up next to 2, and our handoff's brought to you by Philadelphia Hand to Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more information, visit handtoshouldercenter.com. And don't forget our poll of the day brought to you by roofingnation.com. Make sure you need your free gutters and brand new roof at roofingnation.com. Stay tuned. Mikey Miss coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.